On today's episode, I'm going to put on my reading glasses because we get to talk to Dr. Lise Briscoe, a practicing optometrist and advocate of healthy aging and homeopathy, an inventor, and most interestingly, a Miss United States pageant contestant. Dr. Briscoe, thank you for joining the episode today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Brandon. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Great. So first, how did you get into healthcare and being an optometrist?
Well, there's several physicians in my family, and so I was always being groomed to be a physician. I was an EMT in the emergency room when I went to USC, and that's how I put myself through school. So I worked the graveyard shift, and I didn't like it. And a lot of the physicians, it seems so sexy to be in ER, but actually a lot of the physicians were not happy. And my father had a friend who's an optometrist who was just loving life. And I thought, that's what I want to be. Vision is such an important part of our world, even more so now because we're on digital devices all the time. Back then, we used to go out and play. Now we play on the computer. So, you know, I've become even more important in my patients' lives. And I never look back. I love being an optometrist.
Oh, that's great. So I also see that you are the chief optometrist for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks and the LA Galaxy soccer team. So question, when they miss a penalty kick, do they send the players to you to get their eyes checked?
I did that many years ago. I was their team optometrist. And what I did with them is go to physicals to make sure that they're seeing well. But the Anaheim Ducks took it one step further. I worked on their sports vision. So like speed of visual reaction time, eye-hand coordination, dynamic visual acuity. So at Disney Ice, they were kind enough to buy equipment for me so I could train the players how to react faster. And some of them, for example, I could tell by just doing their functional vision exam that they would see things too soon or too late, or they would miss on the glove side or the stick side. So I went to, at that time, Tony Tavares, who was president of the Anaheim Ducks, and I would tell him, this is what's going on. And he was like, how did you know? And I said, because vision guides motor. You react to what information your eyes tell you. So if you're a little cross-eyed, you see things closer than they are. If your eyes drift out a little bit, there is this visual spatial mismatch, and your brain thinks, because proprioceptively your eyes are drifting out, that the target, ball, puck, whatever it is further away. So I train them to better use that eye-hand, eye-body coordination connection better.
That's really interesting. I need some of that sometimes, just on like normal, you know, around the house tasks, because I'm a little clumsy sometimes. So optometry is very much a traditionally a hands-on. You have to be there. You look through the different devices to get your eyes checked. How have you held up through this COVID pandemic where going in person to some of these clinics and visits it became harder?
Well, we did a little bit of telemedicine before COVID, but COVID really is what pushed us into it. And I'm grateful because it's my mission in life is to help as many people as possible. And because of telemedicine, and it's no surprise, I use Doxy.me. I'm a big advocate of your platform. Awesome. I have been able to consult with patients from around the world who find me because of social media. I'm really big on Instagram. I have a holistic blog called At Hollywood Eyes, Hollywood Eyes, and also a YouTube channel, Hollywood Eyes, Dr. Lise Briscoe. So I'll give you some examples of what we did during the pandemic, because my office was shut down for about 2.5 months before they changed the definition and said optometrists are essential workers. So we reopened. But I had one call in particular. Patient was smart enough to get a hold of me. We signed on to Doxy.me, and he was having a veil or curtain coming down on his vision and a lot of little black specks and floaters. Within 30 seconds, I knew that he had a retinal detachment. I was on the phone with the surgery center while I had him on Doxy.me, and I was saying, I don't want you to be working out. You can't have too much activity and movement right now. We had surgery that night. So I've had patients though, for example, because I see a lot of entertainers, I'm in the Hollywood area. Mm-hmm. My practice is Hollywood Vision Center. I had one patient who was in New York. This was before telemedicine. She decided she did not want to see another doctor, wanted to wait till she got back to Los Angeles to see me. Also a retinal detachment, which is considered a visual emergency. She lost her vision. By then, the retina had torn through the macula. She couldn't see anymore. And if we had something as accessible as telemedicine,
right,
I could be able to help those patients. Now we're back in the office. However, I'm taking care of patients in Hong Kong, in the Netherlands, in Germany, in the Philippines, in Italy, because they find me. And there's not very many optometrists who are also holistic and do integrative medicine like I do. Mm-hmm. So they want to find out other options besides just taking medication or doing surgery. Maybe they want to find out about vision therapy, like what I did with the Anaheim Ducks. So I don't need a physical exam for that. I can look at their history. I can even mm-hmm. jump on the phone with their physician. And sometimes two minds are better than one. I'm right. not going to replace their local doctor, but I can give them an alternative viewpoint, because unfortunately medicine is very traditional. And I know that. You know, my grandpa was a surgeon. My uncle's a cardiologist. Mm-hmm. However, I went back to school to become a clinical homeopath, so that I can offer my patients ways to help their body help themselves, help to strengthen their immune system, help to kickstart their immune system. And patients are hungry for that. And that's why I'm in demand. And we're going to, my partner and I are going to start a new YouTube channel called More Than Meets the Eye, where we will offer our followers consultations. We're not going to be able to write prescriptions, things like that, since we haven't examined them, but we'll be able to have a conversation and health coaching. So Doxy.me is, I mean, you guys are ahead of your game. It mm-hmm. it was a godsend and a savior during that time. And now it's allowing me to accomplish my mission to reach more people and you know, have that one-on-one. Oh, and can I talk about the telehealth fan? Because
absolutely.
This is going to be one of your future guests. I recommended him, Dion Rambo, who is a personal friend of mine. He started something in South Central LA called the Telehealth Van. We take for granted that everybody has a computer and has internet connection. Unfortunately, there are you know, whole communities that just aren't as blessed as we are. And they don't have internet. All they have is their phone. But they need to stay in touch with their doctors, with their loved ones. And he drives around. They have, I think, 30 or 40 vans now. The city of Los Angeles funds them to go to these underprivileged areas, mainly in East Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and just park it and let people come in there so that they can talk to their doctor. And you know what they use?
DoxyMe?
Yes, that's exactly what they use.
Awesome.
he designed his vans around DoxyMe. So he's going to be a guest, and yep. And it's helping people today. I think telemedicine is the future, because even if my patients are within half an hour driving distance with me, I see a lot of celebrities. They're busy. They're on set, or they're filming a movie in Africa and whatnot. And before, right. you know, I had to. It was really hard to connect with them while they were gone. Now they love it. And because we'll get on DoxyMe and they'll say, "Oh my gosh, this is so high tech. I love it. I don't have to drive into your office. They don't have to drive half an hour, wait, check in. Right. I'm running late, you know, see me, then drive all the way home. That's like half your day."
Oh yeah.
This is for busy moms, not just celebrities who can't find childcare. This is for executives who just have enough time for FaceTime with the doctor, but they don't have time to invest in making that drive and coming to the office. So it allows people to take better care of themselves. It allows me to be with my patients, and I love it. And the other thing is, before, patients would say, "Oh, can doctor just write me a prescription?"
Yeah.
That's bad medicine. If I'm on DoxyMe, I can say, "Okay, come here. Look up. Right, I want to see the eye. I can get a close up, and I can prescribe better, even if it's just a red eye. It could be herpes. It could be allergy. It could be chemical burn. It could be bacterial, viral, but it allows me to provide better care, and patients are happy to pay for the office visit rather than just expecting me to spend 30, 40 minutes calling in their prescription, charting, finding out what's going on, reviewing their history. Now we're having something that adds value on both sides.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I love that you are such a huge advocate of DoxyMe and telemedicine. And what I'm really excited about is that you have this mission. Your mission is to take this vision and to the world, and that DoxyMe is actually a partner with you to help you do that. And can you talk more about this vision with a mission that you have?
Yep. So as you know, I am Ms. Woman California, United States. I am one of less than a handful of doctors that have been crowned in a major beauty pageant. So I advance to the nationals, which is the Miss United States pageant, where I will represent. I've got.
All right, we've got the sash and everything.
The great state of California. Yep, I'm a California girl. Hey, not awesome. Complete without this. Brandon,
And the tiara, awesome.
That's right. If you're nice to me, I'll let you wear it one day.
This is my tiara right here.
The headphones. Right? Yeah. So my platform is Healthy Living for Healthy Aging. And I want to help people embrace getting older by taking care of themselves so they can enjoy life as they get older. And this has been my mission my whole life as a doctor and as an influencer. So the scary thing, and you know this, you're a physician too, is 9 out of 10 people, once you reach 65, have chronic illnesses. Mm-hmm. Guess how old I am?
35?
I'm almost 60. And I don't want to become a statistic.
What?
Yep. This is going on 60, couple months away.
I mean, for those of you listening, you have to like go to the video or go to her. So let me just describe her. She looks 35, and so this is shocking. That's amazing, incredible. Just have to say
thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah, and this is no plastic surgery or anything. This is me.
Being in Hollywood at that too, with no plastic surgery, that's very impressive.
Well, I didn't want to become a statistic, so I became a spokesperson for the healthy aging movement, and I connect to people through social media, through public speaking. I'm writing a book called Live Your Best Life at Any Age, and I invented, one of the things as an optometrist that I hear patients complain about for the last 33 years, I've been in practice for 33 years, is they hate it when they can't see what's right in front of them.
Right.
Because they lose their near vision. You're farsighted, you're young, but you still need reading glasses. So you could be a nearsight user also. People, they don't want to carry this around.
Right. Or they forget it and then you can't read.
It's a hassle. How many times have you gone to the restaurant? You're like, people are like, where are my glasses? I can't see the menu. Or they're embarrassed, they're on a date or something like that. So wouldn't you rather carry this that has a reading lens on the back?
For those listening, she's got a cell phone case, and on the back of it, the magnifying glass slides out over in front of the screen so that you can actually see the screen for those who don't have glasses, which is, I think, ingenious. So
it's a reading lens attached to the phone. It's always there when you need it. I invented and patented this. I do this in my spare time, by the way.
Spare time, of course.
We're actually going out for our seed round now because we're going to be launching in the next couple months in manufacture. But our product validation and prototype testing has been off the charts. People love it. They're like, can I buy it now? Unfortunately, we haven't made it yet. We just finished our prototypes and product validation. But that's called Nearsight. And you can go on my website, nearsight.com. We're going to be doing that. But, I didn't want to become statistics, so I share what I've learned with healthy living. I'm a huge health and fitness advocate and fanatic. I'm a boxer. I've coached my son's soccer team to championships. We won the city and went to all the way through regional in his little league. I was the only woman coach in his little league. And in fact, they used to kick me off the field because they said no moms in the field. And I coach first base when my team's at bat. And I remember looking around thinking, what do you mean no moms? And they said, you. I said, I'm a coach. It's just like I have lots of stories to tell. But it's just like when I was the team optometrist for the Anaheim Ducks. I remember going down so I could examine them. And my office was in the locker room. And they wouldn't let me down. And I to the locker room, and I said, "What's going on?" And they said, "The decoy, the door for the decoys is over there." And I'm thinking, "What the heck is a decoy?" I said, "I'm a doctor." So they call down, the president of the Ducks picks up and starts screaming at them. That's Dr. Briscoe. We need her down here now to examine the players. And later on, I found out the decoys are their cheerleaders. So, yeah, yeah, that's a little slap in the face for women.
And you're the doctor, which is incredible.
I'm the doctor. Yeah, yeah. Been lots of situations like that. But so, you know, I want to, my goal is by just being on stage, I have already motivated so many people to start living again. Because I'm, like I said, I'm almost 60. People my age, a lot of people have given up. Right. Either they feel marginalized because there's so much ageism out there, or they don't have good health, and that limits what they can do. So the best way that I can make a difference in people's lives is through health education. I've been a doctor for 33 years, integrative doctor, come from a family of physicians. I'm also a clinical homeopath. So I can offer people Western medicine and natural medicine. And that's what I want to do as Ms. Woman United States, is to help give people hope, give them a way to do that by taking control of their health. Because you can, you know what? I have so much more to offer now than I did when I was, say, your age. I have so much wisdom. Right. Yeah. And you know, for people to feel old when they're 40 or 50, you have half your life ahead of you.
Yeah.
My goal is to inspire and motivate people on a larger scale, because I already do that. But I really want to reach more people with the magic of the crown, so that they can take better care of themselves. I mean, all of the physicians listening here, I'm speaking to the choir, because if you, we know that if you invest in your health, take care of yourself, eat better, work out, sleep, meditate, feed your mind healthy material, like listening to the Doxy Me podcast. That's good food for the brain.
Yeah, absolutely.
In mind. You know, it allows you to age healthy. And I'm just leveling up. I'm nowhere near stopping. Like I said, I turned 60 in a couple of months. And if you're not my age now, Brandon, you're going to be my age. So it's never too early or too late to start taking care of yourself.
I'm going to stay young forever. I don't know what anybody else thinks. So.
Amen. Amen. Me too.
Awesome. Age is just a number. It's what's in your mind that matters. And so I think that's so inspiring. So we often hear from providers, especially those who are in the later stages of their career. I'm not going to use the word old. I'm going to say later stages of their career. And they're often hesitant to adopt new technology and try new things, because it's like, yeah, I've gone this far. What do you say to someone who's been practicing for a long time and at the experience in their career about adopting new technology, about using telemedicine?
Well, these are my peers, because I've been in practice for 33 years. In fact, when I graduated, there were so few women doctors, like 1 out of 5. Now, over half of female medical school, optometry, dental school graduates are women. But so to my peers out there, you're smart enough to know better than this. If you can use a computer and you can search on Google, you can doxy. If you can Google, you can doxy. And if you can FaceTime, you can doxy. But don't use FaceTime, because it's not HIPAA compliant.
Right, right.
And doxy, you can get payment right online too, which I like. Mm-hmm. But just you go to the Doxy Me site, you sign up, and then give the patient the link. They go on. And I'm sure my colleagues and my peers have been using Zoom. We've been forced to. It is now there's no excuse, because it's become part of our culture.
Right.
It's so easy to use. Your patients will love you for it. Love you.
Well, do you have any other stories about patients and their experience using telemedicine and the feedback that they've given you about it?
No, but you need to hire me as your spokesperson for all the things.
That's sold.
The main thing is patients love the convenience. They don't mind paying for an office visit, whereas before they would say, just write me a prescription, because they're seeing you. And and they feel like this is an office visit. Now, especially because we've been working from home for the last 2 years, people have accepted that this is a way of connecting with people. business travel is way down, conferences are way down. Most of my meetings, even like LA County Optometric Society, California Optometric Association, we're all online. Nearsight, my team, my financial team, marketing team, we meet online. So this is convenient. It's an accepted way to do it. Patients love it. There are still times you're going to need to have them come in the office for a physical exam. But there's so much you can do on a telemedicine platform. I just love it. Love, love it. Thank you for inventing it. I wish I was part owner, but.
Well, you know, the other thing that it's doing, it's allowing you to expand your reach as well, where before with just the office space, you were limited to the Hollywood area. And now it sounds like you're going around the world, which is amazing, something you couldn't have done before.
And you know what? For emergency visits, I just had one late yesterday, patient who had a subconjunctival hemorrhage. She was concerned because her eyes looked like bloody murder. It's 8 o'clock at night. I don't like driving into the, I'm a single working mom. I don't like driving into the office that late. I tell her, sign on with me. Done. Done deal. I've already known her. I know her history. I have EHR online charting. I could chart while I'm on DoxyMe and solved. It's peace of mind for her. She doesn't have to wait for me to drive in or wait for the office to open the next day. And I've cut way back at the office. I'm only at the office a couple days a month because I'm writing a book. I've got Nearsight that I'm launching. I'm Ms. Women California. Hope to be Ms. United States.
So, Elise, all in all, has it been a good move for you to go to telehealth?
It has added another level to my practice. And also now that I'm starting a new YouTube channel and as a health and wellness influencer, because my followers come from around the world and now I can offer them more than just information that I've produced. I can actually offer them a way to be in touch with me. And especially with dry eyes, I have to say for the dry eye specialists out there, it is the number one vision problem in the world and becoming worse because we're getting older. Our oily tear-making glands are getting plugged up. And this is happening to younger people because you're staring on a computer so much. When you're staring at a computer, your blink rate slows down by about 80%. The reason the brain does that is because the screen, the pixels are constantly being refreshed. So if you try to take a picture of a computer screen or a TV screen, you'll see how it's scrolling. So it's not a stable image like hard copy. So it's much harder on the eyes and visual system to work on a digital device, but that's the way the world is. So when your blink rate slows down, you're not blinking enough to spread the tears to moisturize, lubricate, and nourish the eyes. And so those oily tears just hang out at the edge of your lids. I'm pointing to my lids called the meibomian glands. And then they end up getting clogged. So they're full of rancid old oil, bacteria plugs, and eventually the tears that your body makes can't come out. So dry eyes is a huge problem. It's overlooked. A lot of doctors dismiss it as something simple and just to use teardrops. But there's so much new technology and a new way of thinking to take care of that. And I am a dry eye specialist. I'm also a luminary for Lumines, which is the number one IPL and laser company in the world. So I have patients who are desperate because they've seen 7 doctors all over the country who have not been able to help them. And they find me somehow, and I do consultations with them through DoxyMe. And this is something that through symptoms, I can tell that they have dry eye.
Right.
And then I give them recommendations and also they go back to their doctor and ask more questions. So yeah, it's great for dry eyes. And especially if you've seen a doctor and you're wondering what else is there, there are a lot of self-care. I call it my home eye spa that I can walk you through. That self-care is self-love and you can do so much better if you take care of yourself at home rather than just waiting for a pill to cure your ills or surgery. So again, my platform is healthy living for healthy aging. And the reason that's been my platform for my whole adult life is because I give my patients homework they can partner with me to take better care of themselves. And the end result is so much greater.
So what are some of the things that they can do to self-care at home?
What do I advise people in general to live your best life at any age? And that is to realize, just like when you're on an airplane and they give you those oxygen masks, you got to put yours on first before you put your family's on. So if you don't take care of yourself, you're no good to your children, to your husband, your wife, your friends. Self-care is your first job. What we've learned this year in COVID is without health, you don't have anything. I mean, the whole world almost came to a standstill because of COVID. So if that does not show you how important it is to take care of your health, I don't know what else is. That's a perfect example. And instead of, you know, I'm fully vaccinated, but a lot of what I see covered online and doctors talking about is being vaccinated. Yes, that's important. And then the treatment for it. But what people are talking about is, what about the prevention? What about supporting your immune system? Sleeping and good sleep. That's so important to allow you to heal and regenerate and grow if you're a child. A healthy diet. That means raw, real, whole foods. If you eat processed foods, your body's not getting the nutrition it needs. And then it doesn't have the ability to give you the energy to fight off illnesses. You need to be strong for your immune system to be strong. Lots of energy. Use movement as medicine. I work out every day. I have a sprained ankle now, but I'm still working out. You know, I'm doing upper body.
There you go.
And you lose muscles every year as you get older. So it's more important to work out as you get older. You need to speed up, not slow down. Working out is important. So I talked about diet, sleep. Your mind. Feeding your mind healthy food. There's so much junk out there. Sometimes I don't listen to the news anymore because it's just bad news and doom and gloom. I want to hear things that are going to help me become a better person. TED Talks, podcasts, even social media. There is actually a lot of good on social media. There's people giving me recipe ideas, workout ideas, motivational ideas. And I want to hear the good news to lift me up. So that's important. Meditation. I meditate every night before I go to sleep. Big on that. And that helps to clear my mind, quiet it, because as you can tell, I'm doing a lot of things. My bandwidth is full, but for me to keep everything in perspective is I pray and I meditate. And that really, has just done wonders to give me so much more bandwidth. So, you know, there's so many different things that you can do, but it really starts with a healthy lifestyle. Depend on that to keep you healthy. Depend on that to keep you from getting COVID rather than just reacting. Be proactive by taking care of yourself, because there's so many health problems that can be preventable. And remember that stat I gave you at the beginning of our podcast? I said 9 out of 10 people have chronic illnesses once they reach 65. And that scared the heck out of me because I'm almost 60. Most of those chronic health problems are preventable. High blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol. I have really poor genetics. My family history is wrought with cancer. 4 cases of breast cancer, prostate cancer, hypercholesterolemia, diabetes, strokes. My baby brother had a stroke. But you know what? I decided I'm not going to be a statistic. I can't control everything. I can't change my genes, but I can change the expression of them by a healthy lifestyle and give myself to help me beat the odds. And that's why my platform is Healthy Living for Healthy Aging. And that's why, you know, I want to get the United States crown. The California crown has already helped me reach more people, because I want to share that you can enjoy life through a healthy lifestyle.
It's an amazing platform.
Thank you.
What do you think the future of healthcare will look like?
I think that most of it's going to be televideo. Everything's moving online. This is why I invented Nearsight, because I wanted real estate where people are. Right. This, if they're not on their computers, they're on their phones. So I think almost everything now, we've been forced into this online world. I got my market, groceries yesterday from online.
Right.
I order my food, my restaurants online during COVID. I couldn't go out. I was doing, I was doing my boxing workouts online. I represented a company called Fit Forever. My entertainment. We did family game nights with friends online,
right.
And I saw my patients online. So not to, oh, you know, I don't want to be just an ad, but you guys are on the right track in making this accessible, so that doctors can do their job, and patients can connect with their healthcare providers. Doesn't matter what kind of doctor you are, even dentists. Yeah, you need hands-on, but you can still have a consultation with a patient who's in pain or has a concern, like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
I'm an open book. I had a post put in and my body rejected it, so it came out. So I had to drive all the way to see my doc, my oral surgeon, and he said, oh, your implant failed. Yeah, I knew it. I could have just pulled, he could have told me that. I could have shown him online. I could have just, because he just pulled it out. But that could have saved me, an hour of canceling appointments and driving over there. So I appreciate televideo too, for meetings, for healthcare.
Patient,
yeah. And, friends that I hadn't seen for a while, we had girls' night and we got to, hang out. Whereas before, because we're moms, we'd be like, oh, I can't get a sitter tonight.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And that's the same thing with seeing your doctor. It allows patients to go see their doctor more regularly, easily, convenience, at your leisure. It's great. Yeah.
So, Elise, final question. When is the Miss United States pageant so we can cheer you on?
Yes, it is the first week in October. So your podcast will probably air after that. And I will do a follow-up with you to let you know whether or not I won. And I also want to go on your private plane with you.
I don't have one of those at all. But
one day.
Elise, Dr. Briscoe, this has been so much fun. We are absolutely going to be cheering you on. And we'll make sure the Doximy family is all there cheering you on. And so
you
are one of us. So thank you for your time and the mission. And we're so glad to be on the same team with you. And we want to see your mission that you are pushing forward to be successful.
Well, thank you for making me part of your family. I'm honored and touched. Even before you asked me to be on this podcast, I had already given you many shout outs. I'm a big DoxyMe fan. And thank you for making this accessibility and connectivity so much more readily available.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.